Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, February 16th. First, our Winter Road Report brought to you by Advance Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly bare and wet with some slushy sections. There's a special weather statement for much of Grey Bruce. 10 to 25 millimeters of rain this afternoon through tonight, then up to 15 centimeters of snow overnight through to Friday. Expect icy conditions and blowing snow as temperatures drop to below the freezing mark tonight or early Thursday morning. The blockade at the border in Emerson, Manitoba is over. RCMP escorted the last vehicles out of the area this afternoon, and all lanes have reportedly reopened. That border crossing had been blocked by anti-mandate protesters since the 10th. South Bruce OPP have charged a man in relation to the threat made to a school in Walkerton Monday, which had the school in lockdown for a period of time. As a result of an investigation, OPP say a 37-year-old man of no fixed address was charged with uttering threats. Provincial police say a 45-year-old local man has been charged after he allegedly broke into a residence in South Bruce Peninsula. Grey Bruce OPP have released minimal details about the incident, but say officers were dispatched to a home on North Diagonal Road around 11 this past Saturday morning and arrested a man inside a home. He faces charges of break and enter and failing to comply with a release order. Saugeen Shores Council has passed a bylaw to update its parking rules. During a council meeting on Monday, council approved the on-street parking review request policy, which will have staff determine when on-street parking should be allowed or restricted based on the classifications of road. The policy is one of the last recommendations to be implemented from the Transportation Master Plan. Mayor Luc Charbonneau.
Very often these kind of decisions in the past have been political decisions. But now they're going to be scientifically driven. And that's the right way to do this because, in the end, speed limits, parking zones are safety features of the road.
The policy could include the prohibition of parking in the vicinity of elementary schools, pedestrian crossovers, intersections, bike lanes, and maybe increased turnover in busy areas, among other measures. Owen Sound Council has awarded a contract for mechanical equipment upgrades to the J.D. MacArthur Arena at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. Council endorsed granting a roughly $552,000 contract to Simcoe Refrigeration for the project. The work will include replacing the existing mechanical refrigeration equipment, electrical upgrades, and bringing the refrigeration room up to current standards. According to a staff report, the upgrades will vastly improve the efficiency of the refrigeration plant at the Bayshore and improve the quality of the ice. $400,000 of the money comes from an Ontario Trillium Foundation Community Building Fund grant. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 118 points to 21,383. The Dow Jones is down 54 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.80 U.S. cents, up 18 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 90.07, down $2 a barrel. In sports at the Olympics in Beijing, the Olympic women's hockey gold medal game goes tonight between Canada and the United States. That's set to start at 11:10 p.m. Canada won gold in the men's 5,000-meter short track speed skating relay. Canada now has 18 medals, including 3 gold. Canada's Brad Gushue has secured a semifinal berth in men's curling thanks to losses today by Switzerland and Russia. In women's curling, Canada's Jennifer Jones split her games today, but she still has a chance of making the playoffs. Jones will take a 4-4 record into the round-robin finale against Denmark. In Olympic men's hockey quarterfinals, Sweden blanked Canada 2-0. The Swedes advanced to the semifinal. In the NHL, 4 games tonight, including Minnesota at Winnipeg, Calgary hosts Anaheim. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Pittsburgh. The Penguins beat Philadelphia 5-4 in overtime last night as Sidney Crosby scored his 500th career goal. In the OHL, there are 4 games tonight, including Flint at Sault Ste. Marie. Saturday, the Owen Sound Attack will host the Sioux Greyhounds. In the NBA, 11 games tonight, the Toronto Raptors are at Minnesota to go against the Timberwolves. You can always find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.